Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed. And I do thank the Most High. I truly do. That we're back. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode. Another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very, very thankful to the Most High for this very, very precious opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted for the healing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has surely told me that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. And I know, my brothers and sisters, having heard those words from the Most High, I have to say, my brothers and sisters, I have to say that I am, in so many ways, very much so disappointed. Yes, at this time, quite disappointed. But what I've seen as what have been the ways of our people. Our brothers and sisters, it seems that very rare few of us really truly understand the mandate. I said the mandate from the Most High, after which we, that our desire is truly for the righteousness of the Most High, proving that we indeed want to bring forth unto him an offering that is genuinely acceptable, genuinely worthy. I said genuinely worthy unto his name. Utmost command of all, my brothers and sisters, demands of us a great humility, a tremendous diligence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, great courage and faith. A faith and a courage of a time of a kind, my brothers and sisters, that rare few among us seem to sense or realize the need for today. We were warned. Yes, we were warned. for every idol. It's about Matthias, Matthias 12:36. We're warned that for every idol, every short-sighted, every partial, any type of, my brothers and sisters, stifling or obstructive message, a word we speak, we would give account of it in the judgment. How many of us have understood, my brothers and sisters, what is indeed the mandate of the gospel? For the gospel mandates, my brothers and sisters, no question about it, not only that we seek the Most High by faith, seeking beyond all the partialities, the divisiveness, the self-righteousness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, because there are contentions among us, insufficient and tainted standards that exist in this world. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, what did Messiah say? He told his disciples that he, well, quite frankly, before he even sent them forth these words, spoke about this a little bit last night. He said to those who would be his disciples, he said, "You are my friends if you do everything that I have commanded." I repeat, he said, "You are my friends if you do everything that I have commanded." And we've talked before about that word, do. It means you seek to complete, bring fully to bear everything the Most High has declared. He said, "Go forth and teach all nations, convert the nations, baptize them in the name, how about unto the full honor, Father, the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." The name, my brothers and sisters, that relates to the unity, the oneness, the absolution, the pure, perfect holiness that the Most High desires for all who be called by his name. And it means not only must we seek a full restoration. I said it's declared not only must we seek a full and complete restoration. I said a full and complete restoration of all that over the course of ages we have forgotten. But my brothers and sisters, it also mandates, I repeat, that faith, manner of faithfulness also mandates, my brothers and sisters, that we must be purged. We must seek the Most High to be purged of every obstacle, every illusion, every self-righteous design and desire, all the misallegiances, my brothers and sisters, misorientations, designs and desires that this world has established for us or has impugned upon us, predisposed us toward, my brothers and sisters, in terms of all that has been the entrapments, mysteries of iniquity, the scriptures call it. They were before we ever even were born. My brothers and sisters, how much have we desired, indeed, what the Most High calls his word from the beginning? Before, heaven help us. I was talking to somebody just the other day, and I thought about something that my grandfather told me. He used to tell me when I was a little kid, "Hey, son, watch out for that red soda water." What he was saying, my brothers and sisters, is that red soda water didn't exist when he was a boy. It's a concoction of man. How is it that we have been fed so much, totally unnatural, and called it food? Something that titillates our taste buds, our senses in some way, and call it good. But my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, it's so incredibly over the course of time, very damaging. Have we truly wanted, my brothers and sisters, all things restored to the order the Most High declared from the beginning, or have we desired still to retain those things that entice after ideals, my brothers and sisters, far from divine conscience? Whose name, my brothers and sisters, whose honor have we truly sought to defend Or have we sought, my brothers and sisters, to defend the idolatries, the presumptuousnesses, the false righteousnesses that are in this world that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, so many of us want to believe are somehow still wise because it's all we know, even though the scriptures tell us that Messiah himself must restore his people, turn aside all ungodliness, redeem those who would turn from transgression. How about seek all righteousness? It's written, my brothers and sisters. Relating that all the standards we have learned among the nations, Book of Jacob speaks about it. Book of Jeremiah, 31st chapter speaks of it as well. What these scriptures are talking about, my brothers and sisters, that all the standards of the nations, every man obtaining all partial doctrine is far from the full maturation that is expected of us if we ask the Most High for the gift of His Spirit. The Holy Spirit has none of these contradictions in it, has none of these impurities in it. And my brothers and sisters would compel our minds and hearts if we were true to that Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit, if we were true to that Spirit, when the scripture says the Holy Spirit prays for our weaknesses, teaches all things, no lie in it, rebukes all sin, reveals to us what is expected of us. My brothers and sisters, what is expected of us as a people set upon pure foundation unto what is divinely expected even of us, my brothers and sisters, in terms of all the Most High desires that we become eternally, my brothers and sisters, throughout the future. Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, do we dare to say that we have truly functioned according to that Spirit when there are 45,000 some odd denominations among us, some 280 nations, and yet even though the scriptures tell us something very powerful, talked about it many times over and over again on this show. Scriptures in Psalms 2 tells us all the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High, against this covenant, and yet we still want to believe somehow that the various standards we see among us have been true to it. Scriptures tell us the Messiah must restore that covenant. But looking at all the variant ideals of the world, this world as we see it today, people have still wanted to believe that among these variant standards, there has been some place clean, some place acceptable, a doctrine appeasing. I've said it so many times on this show, and whether people are ready to accept it or not. And somebody has to make himself a sacrifice enough to speak these things for the love of our people, for the restoring of hope. Quite frankly, most don't want to talk about what is the hope of our people at all. Someone has to be willing to admit what the scripture is saying and it's concerning these latter days. In fact, for many generations, there's been no place clean. Psalm 2, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against His anointed, meaning in seeking to cast aside divine authority unto order, it means your rulers have never preached the gospel at all. I repeat, that your leaders haven't preached the gospel at all, because long ago has there been the intrusions of those polytheists in their ideals, carnal in their ideals, wishing to preserve false traditions, will compel many amidst the churches, after already extant political, national, and social, and pseudo-religious religious allegiances, to seek to preserve, some form of corruption, which acts as a continual block to the minds against discerning the pure, perfect truth. Everybody got their personal little pet peeves. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that you can tell people a thousand things that they never considered before and ratify that they are so in Scripture. But if you touch on one pet peeve they have, oftentimes they refuse to accept it all. They reject it all because they have to defend. Some designs, some desires they refuse to let go of. And it blocks their minds entirely. My brothers and sisters, it's a sad thing when those who would be called or say they seek righteousness would uphold any manner of injustice. Because in so many ways when they do this, my brothers and sisters, they leave men without hope. I can think of somebody right now. Somebody right now. Gentile from birth, it's best they know. Often sees has seen themselves persecuted by many who call themselves Hebrew Israelite. Of what some would say is African American descent. And because they see such dissensions among the people, and she's admitted that she knows that the descendants of the Hebrews of old, very definitely are African Americans in this country. I'm not saying that they're the only ones. But without question, without question, some among those who are called African Americans in this country are much more, let's just say, concentrated, refined, much more concentrated direct lineage. Some having much more of the ancient Hebrew genetics, if you will, than many others, having the necessary, just say, genetic markers. My brothers and sisters, those genetic markers only offer us an opportunity to turn toward the truth. It does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that we have accepted it in all aspects necessary. In other words, this is someone I can think of that is a Gentile that knows that the Jews of old were people of color. Knows that European ideals, Western imperialist ideals, have corrupted so much the vantage point that we should have with regard to our history. But when she looks at what many among us seek to do, so conflicted, more concerned with personal pulpits and thrones than the reconciliation of the people, what hope, my brothers and sisters, for those who would come, do we offer? Rough situation. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, it is written. For every foolish, idle, or let's say deceptive word, stagnating word, every lie that a man believes is an obstacle against the greater dimension of truth. For every stagnant word we speak, we give account for it in the judgment. And I know there are those who say, well, why should we sacrifice ourselves seeking the truth for the sake of, they would say, our oppressors, our brothers and sisters, we seek it for ourselves as well. So I have to ask the question, have we really wanted the true holy gospel covenant concerning all that is justice and peace? Or is it because it has been all we have known? We have desired to defend the idols, unrighteous self-idols we unjustly have created. Think about it. 1 Corinthians 1 through 4 chapters in particular say that in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, same understanding. It tells us, my brothers and sisters, that our faith should not rest in the mere eloquence of men, but the power of Yah. We need the hope of the Most High and His Spirit to attune our minds as one to see beyond all our error. Are we more concerned about preserving our own self-righteousness than the Most High having an offering of a people made in all things righteousness, true and honorable unto His name? My brothers and sisters, because men have presumed before Messiah returns, in this latter days, even though the scripture says things will be totally corrupted before he comes, and they have been. Like I said, the scripture says no place clean. Psalm 14 says, none discerning how much more they need to seek Yah. None righteous, no, not one. All, let's just say, trusting in evildoers. Psalm 53 pretty much says the same. So Messiah has to return to restore covenant. Why does everybody want to believe what they have is already righteous enough? Are we willing to admit the truth, my brothers and sisters, that we might indeed learn how to repent? Isaiah 40 says, comfort ye, O my people. And it's talking about that our warfare might come to an end. And it talks about preparing for the king. We might be made strong again. Beyond all the leaders, my brothers and sisters. Yes, even those among us who have kept our people divided, offering a false hope. Have we recovered, my brothers and sisters, everything that was hid from us and was lost? Since the days of the intrusions of polytheist Western imperialism, have we come to prefer unrighteousness, desiring to believe that we've already attained it, which only proves, my brothers and sisters, something less than a genuine love of the truth? What have we done? What have we done? My brothers and sisters, I believe it's time we wake up beyond this. It's time we see the reality. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, concerning that day when Messiah appears. What must happen? What has happened? Why he must appear? But not everyone, my brothers and sisters, is willing to admit it. I apologize for that brief momentary silence. But I think about it, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us, and I'd like to read these things. Maybe perhaps in reading them, the truth of it might become more clear. In Isaiah, in the 28th chapter, it tells us the condition of this world. When Messiah appears in the last days, and those who don't believe, that's a lot of their prophecy. Please examine it all the way out to the 22nd, 23rd chapter. It says, because the Most High has determined the destruction or consumption determined upon the whole earth. It means this is definitely latter-day prophecy. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to read this to you, and I'm going to take in consideration what's written in the Aramaic. Might make it a little bit clearer. Isaiah 28:1, what are the crowns of pride? Oh, the people proud in their own self-righteousness, the drunkards of Ephraim. Wow. I said drunkards. Does not mean, my brothers and sisters, that they discern all things wisely. Wavering in their sense of justice, whose glorious beauty is as a fading flower, which at the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Are they willing to admit, my brothers and sisters, that they err in judgment? Ephraim was the 10 tribes of Israel that were scattered. Behold, the Most High is a mighty and a strong one, someone who does have discretion, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing. The scriptures actually say in the Aramaic, they translated it maybe perhaps a little bit weak in your King James Version. But it says the Most High will, get my point, my brothers and sisters, bring rest to the earth by his hand. It means that he should declare truthfully what is, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of peace. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, yes, this illusion must be cast down, but only when the illusion is cast down can there be peace. It says in Isaiah 28:3, the crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden underfoot. It means, my brothers and sisters, all of those who dissuade and cause men to stray in their judgment should be trodden under feet. But my brothers and sisters, we look at that concept, trodden under feet. The scriptures speak of it not only with regard to those amongst the tribes who act as obstacles against the awakening of our people. But Isaiah 41:21, reading on through to 42:4, my brothers and sisters, talks about how all the rulers, wherever we've been scattered, whoever would act as an obstacle against the awakening of our people is like Esau and Moab, the bold, desirous that we not attain to the righteousness, the purity of consciousness with which the Most High is pleased. And the Most High calls all such as this in some way unto him enemies. He said, you're my friends if you seek to do all that I command. You desire to see all that is his will brought to bear. My brothers and sisters, I regret to say that so many of us refuse to seek the fullness of what is divine discipline. That we maintain. That we maintain, my brothers and sisters, so many times. That we maintain the idols we've created. Far less than sufficient conscience to before the Most High be pleased. My brothers and sisters, the conscience, the Most High would redeem us unto His law. It's far more than any man's private interpretation of the scriptures. Most High told me to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. 45,000 denominations reading the same book and gathering different ideals, my brothers and sisters, is obviously not the law of the Most High. In fact, it's not a covenant at all. It's time we do discern. Scripture says he must come into a sure word of prophecy. Beyond all the varying ideals, my brothers and sisters of this world, that lack of diligence has preserved. If we look at Second Cephas, first chapter, there's a reason why the scripture says we have to be very diligent. My brothers and sisters, we cannot defend the holy name as holy till we have been diligent enough seeking the truth to purge out every lie as well as seek the full restoration of all that has been lost. But my brothers and sisters, how many of us really understand that so many of the illusions that we uphold, corruptions that we refuse to accept as corruption, have been the infiltration, my brothers and sisters, of obstacles that has kept us from becoming fully in all things the people that we must be. Most High told me directly these words, till we are one, we are not saved. It means that there's some influence in our midst that keeps us from becoming fully what the Most High desires. It means, my brothers and sisters, until we are restored to that fullness of truth beyond every obstacle, my brothers and sisters, there is some form of, hear me, my brothers and sisters, deleterious influence preventing us from becoming that with which the Most High is pleased. Everyone wanted to believe their standard is righteous, as believed they had something that was worthy of defending. And they defended against someone else rather than realizing the need that we all need to come together. Because Messiah, quite frankly, is going to justify or call justify none of the standards of this earth that have existed for many generations before his return to restore indeed the true knowledge of righteousness. Let me continue those verses that I spoke to you of earlier, that may make it plainer. Isaiah 28:4, and the glorious beauty which is the head of the fat valley shall be as a fading flower. In other words, one scripture relates it also in Hosea, that where once our people were strong in the knowledge of righteousness, they've been weakened, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of the scattering among the nations. And so many of my brothers and sisters begin to wake up beyond some of the corruption they see in the nations and want to automatically assume well before the time that they have arrived. My brothers and sisters, the Apostle Shaul said it this way, my greatest desire for my people, Israel, is they might be saved. And that means made whole, made one, beyond all the corruptions of a pluralist society that seeks to preserve so many of the corruptions wrought of a carnal mind. That we see beyond all the partialities that men want to exalt, my brothers and sisters, in their haste. He said that we have had the law, but not sought it by faith. In other words, not realizing that there needs to be a faithfulness. We're not reading of the law. It's not a matter of everyone seeking to be faithful unto his own designs, but faithful unto the will of one, collectively as a people. And not sought the law by faith, knowing that it's the will of one that must be appeased. And there's only, hey, refusing to even accept that there's only one judgment seat. Everybody wants to set up their own judge. Yeah, they figure that they sought his favor, they be favored before the Most High. That's a daggum big, that's one of the biggest blasphemies imaginable. But this is so often, my brothers and sisters, what men inadvertently or otherwise have done. And my brothers and sisters, I regret to say that so often the leaders, knowing that the people are inclined and even desirous to do such a thing, are willing to exploit the people, paid speakers, willing to exploit the people, seeking the favor and esteem of the people. Even though my brothers and sisters, in every way, all they do is use all their energies only to destroy, to fatally flatter. And my brothers and sisters, there's none among men more treacherous than those who would do such a thing. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters, at the 28:4. And at the glorious beauty which is ahead of the fat valley should be as a faded flower, should be as a fading flower, and the hasty fruit before the summer. It's as when he that looketh upon it sees it, and it is yet in his hand, and he eateth it up. In other words, it means, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society. It says hasty fruit, immature. Hosea 7 relates the same thing. People are like a loaf that is eaten before it's baked. In other words, before it's ripe, before it's all that it can be. Hey, we're living in this in the midst of an environment that with short sight, our discretion. But it says in that day it should be that the Lord of hosts, Most High, how about my brothers and sisters who send that mighty and strong one? He should be for a crown of glory. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a diadem of beauty unto the residue, what remains to his people. Something, my brothers and sisters, very precious that they might be regathered. And he shall be for a spirit of justice for him to sit, just for him to sit in judgment. My brothers and sisters, you can look at it two ways. In other words, these scriptures say this one will be just before the Most High, and he will sit in judgment, my brothers and sisters, against all those who would stand against justice. And for strength to them who would turn the battle, and for strength to them who would turn the battle at the gate. Oh, let me see if I can explain this. Prophets were oftentimes those who the Most High had tweaked their conscience to realize that there was a level of injustice that needed to be overcome. My brothers and sisters, there are those who would stand up against injustice, but they have not discerned fully enough what injustice is, and therefore they still oppose standards, with which at the end of the day the Most High cannot be pleased. Because it says, but they also have erred through wine and through strong drink out of the way. And the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine, devoured by their wine, devoured by the drunkenness of a society, my brothers and sisters, whose orientations could never be fully in all things true to the Most High. But there, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say so many of us, because it's all we know, we seek to defend my brothers and sisters' corruption. I thank the Most High that he's shown me on various occasions. He's actually shown me the third heaven where he and his angels reside. And I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, from what I saw, I don't see anything on this earth that's even close to being acceptable unto the righteousness of that kingdom. And it's driven me to understand, my brothers and sisters, to strive to understand something that will be acceptable. See, they all, listen to the scripture, say, they're swallowed with wine, they're out of the way through strong drink, they err in vision, they stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so there's no place clean. Do I need to repeat that? For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, and there's no place clean. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59. The Most High has looked and he saw no intercessor. Men have not known the way of peace. Look for justice. Look for salvation and can't find it. It was prophesied, my brothers and sisters, that would be the state of human condition in Messiah's return. So to sit back and say that these standards are wise, not looking by faith that there's something more, my brothers and sisters, to be shut down in mind and heart, and actually, my brothers and sisters, to be without hope, forgiving, trust and hope, and standards that still are not yet viable. Far better than every institution of man seeking to exalt itself, far better than we should prepare for him who will judge every seat. Preparing for the one judgment seat, my brothers and sisters, to let it be said that rather than exalting ourselves, at least we sought to prepare for him. That's what's meant by the scripture says, and when Messiah said, at Revelation 22, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who will judge all the kings. Even so, it says, Well, my brothers and sisters, it would be a blessed day when we're all willing to say, even so. Come, rooted offspring of David, bright morning star, Shiloh, Shashan Shah, the Kurdi. Because it means, my brothers and sisters, when this one comes, he's going to reprove everything. Because the scripture sits back and says that if anybody seeks in any way to deny any part of the law and the prophets, if any man seeks to take anything away, he takes away his eternal life, he adds anything, he adds damnation to his soul. Even so, those who truly desire that the righteousness of Yah be set in this earth, more than they sit back and first being concerned with themselves with their personal salvation, so they say, get it right! And salvation will take care of itself. Ask for what is necessary that we all get it right. Or that there be brought forth the people who desire that first. And salvation will take care of itself. Says, to whom shall this one teach knowledge? To whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, meaning my brothers and sisters, they've only scratched the surface of examining things. Righteousness of Yah to the dimension which they should. And so many precepts of the deeper things of righteousness, my brothers and sisters, they haven't even begun to grasp, or let's just say have them as an active part of their conscience, that when the truths, higher truths are given, they might realize the preciousness of them. So many things go right by people because they just simply haven't understood enough of the truth to realize what indeed is precious toward projecting toward the goal. Oh, heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. So many facts we talk about on this show that until we are ready to realize that there's a whole lot of facts that we just not taking in consideration the dimension in which we could or should. Hey, when the truth is given, oftentimes it is rejected because all we have known has not been enough to grasp in all things truly to discern what we really need. 28:10, the precept must be upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. They put down with a stammering in another tongue when he speak to this people, meaning he shall speak a doctrine that my brothers and sisters, only rare few who have, let's just say, well-trained in the spirit will even begin to be able to grasp, that they might reach higher. Isaiah 26:7-13 says, none of the wicked shall understand. Same context in Daniel 12:10. So those who have desired it in the night, they will understand. Those who, let's just say, who have sought to do good works shall understand. But none of the wicked who have been satisfied with less shall understand. My brothers and sisters, have we sought to appease ourselves? Or have we truly sought what would please the Most High? We made an oath into his name to honor his will. That means we must seek him with all our mind, heart, soul, and might, and nothing even of our own self-will being an obstacle. But my brothers and sisters, so many of us who claim to be believers have had certain pet peeves that we want to preserve. And my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says when Messiah appears, he looks upon mankind and sees no place clean. It means, my brothers and sisters, as I've said before, somebody's going to have to be willing to sacrifice himself, even if a whole world might despise the standard that he would uphold for the good of all. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to do this? Someone, without question, must. Isaiah 45 speaks of Messiah. Most don't even realize what Isaiah 45 is talking about. It talks about one the Most High said he would stir up in righteousness. It means he would stir him up to seek all righteousness and all that is justice. Scripture says he would send his people back, our people back, bring us back to the Most High, fully unto all that is honorable unto him. And he would do it, my brothers and sisters, not for a price. If you get my point, not for a bribe or any personal reward. Our brothers and sisters, he discerns his purpose as nothing less. But there are many, my brothers and sisters, who seeking to appease men, having no hope, don't believe the Most High can bring forth the full redemption that he intends, even by his Spirit, have been willing to compromise. I had said, my brothers and sisters, have been willing to compromise the will of the Most High, that they be heard. My brothers and sisters, has the Most High has a plan that he would cause men to hear, his anointed one. And he knows that he cannot compromise or flatter anyone in unrighteousness, lest he too be counted as a deceiver. So again, I ask, how much do we want to repent? John chapter 17. Messiah said he ultimately that he gave his life, that men might receive the Holy Spirit, teaching all things, no lie in it. Please look at John, really, I've written from the 14th to the 17th chapter. That all might be one, even as he and his Father are one. Romans 9, 10, 11, 15 talks about, my brothers and sisters, not all have heard to preach the gospel. Many have had the law, but not sought it by faith, not seeking to be faithful unto the will of one. And it means, my brothers and sisters, they've taught doctrines that have divided the masses. Many have not discerned what, in fact, the gospel is. What does the scripture say in Isaiah 52? They shall know my name in that day. They shall know me as I am. They shall know the words, my brothers and sisters, the contract, the covenant, with which the Most High is pleased. They shall know him as he is, that above and beyond all nations, all might be reconciled unto the will of one, knowing that this one indeed is the chosen one of the Most High, the chosen ally, that you, the Most High said you count on to be faithful. The question, my brothers and sisters, I ask the question again. Everybody says they want personally to be saved. How many just simply say first, let's just get it right? Let us ask the Most High for what is necessary, and that in no way we fall short. We have to seek the Most High for all that is the restoration. I have been in folks asking, well, how are we going to discern righteousness beyond our leaders? My brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Holy Spirit is given. It teaches all things, reveals, my brothers and sisters, that which the world will not. He calls prophets to speak, but the world will not. And some among us, my brothers and sisters, have heard the words of the Spirit, or need to be, let's just say, have our spirits get hit with a little bit of kickstart. When we hear someone finally speak, the words of the Spirit are moving us toward. Maybe we haven't matured enough in those things yet. But my brother says that something will resonate, that they might discern, my brother says, a word of truth. Far more, my brothers and sisters, than thinking that any one of us personally is a savior, you must realize that Messiah said himself, many things I long to tell you. But, you cannot grasp them yet till the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Meaning the Most High realized that for men to understand his words well, you need the gift of the Father. Most High, like I said before, though, my brothers and sisters, he also has a plan to compel men to hearken to so much truth, my brothers and sisters, that for a long time they've not been compelled to hearken to. And Most High has always known it would be necessary. Don't know what I'm talking about? On my website, hiddengospel.com, article called The Secret City Prophecies. Most High knew that most would be so heavily predisposed after this world that when the truth would come, it is evidence that the world hasn't known the truth, because that a city that is a miniature example of all the various doctrines of the world over. Messiah would come finally saying one day, why when I came was there no man, when I spoke was there none to answer? Meaning that all the doctrines are falling short of his righteousness. To whom shall he teach knowledge and make to understand a report, my brothers and sisters, that from their leaders they never heard? Like I said, the children of Israel, Most High has promised that a remnant of Israel he will awaken first. Granted in favor with an opportunity to understand, but that does not mean, my brothers and sisters, like I said, even with an opportunity to understand doesn't mean we take full advantage of that opportunity. But the Most High is only going to accept those unto himself those who prove themselves diligent. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, there's so much that still yet needs to be taught, that the Most High is only going to take unto himself the best, most diligent, curious, and devout students. Like I said, the sanctification of the Holy Name not only demands that we seek all the truth that has been missing, but we purged out, my brothers and sisters, purged of every misconceit has been an obstacle against our fluid of understanding. Yah is only going to preserve those, my brothers and sisters, who seek in all things to be true to his message, which means they've been willing to sacrifice for themselves. Seek beyond the carnality of their hasty conclusions. Carnal mind not only does not seek to be loosed, fully loosed of things that appeal to carnal eyes, ears, and senses, but our carnal mind also seeks to be justified after ignorance. And my brothers and sisters, seek to be justified after ignorance or any manner of illusion by no means proves faithfulness unto the one Most High who said our first command, that we must seek him, even all that is his will, because he is one, unto all that is his pure, perfect will, that none, my brothers and sisters, deceive his brother against the oneness that we must in all things surely become. So I ask the question, how much do we really want to be true to the Holy Name? Do we really want to know all the Most High is required of us? Do we love, my brothers and sisters, have we loved the name of the Most High enough to prove that we're ready to cease pretending to be wise? And seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, which for all that is necessary, that we fruitively become all that we need to be. Are we willing to admit that since the scripture says the Messiah must restore his people to himself, a people who are far short of his glory, far short of his honor? Are we willing to admit that enough, my brothers and sisters, to let ourselves be guided? Because guess what? If we're willing to seek only partial standards, we set up only another division among us, another instability. After which, my brothers and sisters, at the end, the Most High cannot be pleased. It is still animosity against him. I've spoken about it before. Every one of these variant standards that refuses to seek the greater truth or refuses to let go of the lie, tries to find a way to make reasonable every manner of illusion. Every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, is far short of maturation in the Holy Spirit. Is it still yet the shades of darkness? Is still yet the shades, my brothers and sisters, of carnal deceit? Is still a lesser vibration? He didn't give the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, for something impure and unclean to be emanated from our souls, but that we emanate the pure, perfect mind and ideals the Most High grants us by his Spirit. Nothing less. I repeat, nothing less. How much do we really seek to be true to the Holy Name? Think about it. 1 Corinthians tells us that we have not attained to the mind of the Spirit, while there still remain divisions, carnal schisms among us. 1 Corinthians 2:17-4. Well, the obstacles still remain, my brothers and sisters, we remain babes. He said, till we are one, we are not saved. Say, whoever defile the temple or defile the doctrines therein, Yah will destroy. Let us not consider ourselves so wise for the time, or let's just say discerning beyond all the indiscriminate corruptions, lies of this world. Let us not consider ourselves so wise and fully restored before the time. The Messiah who himself must mature. My brothers and sisters, is simply, seriously, finally at last, according to the guidance of the Most High, seeing all the truth that needs to be restored out of the secret places that men have hid, beyond all the schemes after which men have sought to hide the truth. 1 Corinthians 4:5, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time to Messiah. How about Messiah himself is matured among us? One of the scriptures says, who comes saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. I have not turned back the rebellious way that I should know how to declare a word to strengthen, let's just say, the spiritually indiscriminate among my people. He says, he comes, my brothers and sisters, to cause men to consider all things they had not considered. This living man know how to honor Yah. How about to fully repent unto him? Fully return unto him. How many of us are willing to admit, my brothers and sisters, until that day, lacking certain discipline from the Most High, we've been liars? My brothers and sisters, making admission of this is the only hope we have of redemption. Because we still declared, if we're not careful, standards short of the mark, and compelled others to follow them. He said every word, idle word that men speak. Every self-righteous standard that men uphold, they will give account for it in the judgment, because the judgment is meant, my brothers and sisters, to eradicate every misrepresentation. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, discern how much we must seek the Most High, petitioning Him for His mercy, that we discern beyond every lie and every instability, every, let's just say, carnal, unsaved, easily seduced mindset. Time to seek the truth, my brothers and sisters, and stop pretending. If we dare to sit back and say that we have discerned all we need to before the time, how fatally flattering and presumptuous is that? Scripture says Messiah will reprove all. One judgment seat. Most I say none righteous, no, not one. So to presume or compel others to presume righteousness in spite of this, my brothers and sisters, has been an utmost travesty. Like I say, the best we can do is, rather than sit back and talk about victory in a personal argument, is seek to do, seek all that the Most High has required, that we might show that we truly love and desire His will, and that granted an opportunity to uphold His will, we will, to preserve the sanctity of His kingdom, to preserve the sanctity of His name, that there never again arise divisions amongst us against His covenant. Such is what is promised. You read Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. Need to read, my brother says, out to 16:12, it says, the nation that will not function according to that light will perish. We must understand what is expected of us, my brothers and sisters. For the Most High won't be pleased with anything less. I did a show. It's been quite almost half a year ago. It's amazing how time flies. You look in the in the chat, I've already put it up. http://tobtr.com/7676909. You might want to check in the archives. It should be right close to the 1 hour mark. You find it repeated again. An article, well, it's a show, a blog I did months ago. Isaiah prophesied this messianic address to his people, where I examined Isaiah 55, 56, 57, 58. So, brothers and sisters, it says the Most High causes people to be a light to all the nations, but they are far from it. He's to turn away from wicked ways and wicked thoughts. Must look forward to all that is necessary to strengthen our people in the day Messiah, His righteousness is revealed. How many of us are willing to humble ourselves unto that maturation? I know something most, well, actually the spirit within me I heard speak one morning a while back. The spirit within me said that I would not be able to contain him much longer, the spirit that was within me. I never wanted to contain it. I always wanted the full fruition of it. Never wanted to be any kind of an obstacle against that maturation. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to ask the Most High for the indwelling spirit that will reprove whatever is in us is an obstacle against us becoming fully what Yah desires us to be? Nothing less than that pursuit, my brothers and sisters, will attain to His name to be called worthy honorable of his household and his family. He said, though the Messiah came, he said, those who believe in him, who declares again the word as it is from the beginning, pure and perfect, unto them he gives them power, become sons of Yah. How about redeemed beyond all the false leadership and misallegiances of this world? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to understand this as it really, truly is? Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It may sound like a hard word, but if we are willing to exalt personal self-righteousness is under all the multitude of divisions that exist among us, not realizing that we are called the people to prove that it's possible that we might reason, taking the counsel of the Most High, that we in all things might seek his oneness, knowing that only that oneness true unto him is an offering worthy unto his name. If we're not willing to ask the Most High what is necessary to see beyond all our error, even as the psalmist said, seek me, O Lord, and see if there be any unclean way in me. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. So many ways petitioning for the restoration of his righteousness. We're not willing to do that. Everybody's sitting around just pretending that there's no need for a greater sense of maturation. Our brother says we've already blasphemed, cursed, and insulted the name of the One Most High. Let us be wiser, my brothers and sisters, in this. Let us show ourselves more diligent in this. But only then will we have legitimately shown the Most High that we're willing to be faithful. I know when the Most High first showed me his kingdom, and I realized right off the top that nothing I'd ever known and nothing I've seen since, quite frankly, is in all things true or worthy. Dwell in the midst of those of our brothers and sisters whose sense of justice and righteousness does not deserve in any way to be corrupted. I just simply remember asking the Father, just let me, for whoever will be made worthy, because I certainly didn't see myself as, just let me help for the sake of whoever will. I didn't know it was being offered to me at the time. But I remember the Most High telling me, just saying to me when I said that, it didn't make any difference what happened to me, just let me help. Yeah, I remember him saying to me, if you can say what you just said and mean it like you said it, my son is going to be all right. I never will forget that, my brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. There are many years that many who are Hebrews, persuasion and descent, times when they knew that they had fallen away from the righteousness of Yah, rather than petitioning the Most High to preserve them in their own righteousness, they just simply let me ask them to be preserved, to speak whatever the Most High had granted them, to prepare for a generation, even if it wasn't their own, or that a generation might be prepared that will see the righteousness of Yah. That will indeed, my brothers and sisters, that some among them be prepared to hearken to his words, that Israel finally become what Israel was born to be. To the most faithful soul, my brothers and sisters, capacity to exude that kind of heart or to be helpful. My brothers and sisters, just to be of help is kind of an honor. But my brothers and sisters are not seeking that ultimate goal. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, men having taken the vow, not seeking that ultimate fruition, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters have failed a holy name. The kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is so often defended by those who are willing to give their lives for it. How many of there are those are there among us? Most High will have his way. He will raise up a people. We'll come to that. And all prophecy relates. If you look at Isaiah, I can talk about Isaiah 19, but how about our Revelation 6:12 through 7:2 through 7:17? Comparing it, for instance, to scriptures at Isaiah 66, looking particularly around that 6th to the 15th verse. Many of us, my brothers and sisters, are not going to show that we really want that absolution until we realize that it's either the Shema or damnation. It's either a love for all that is divine will or damnation. Or dare we think that for any foolish word or ideal that we speak and uphold, dare we say, my brothers and sisters, that there's some of this that won't be judged, that won't be cast aside? Most has already envisioned what he wants from this earth. He will not be robbed. Blessed are those among us who will understand this. Like I said, we fail the holy name if we've been satisfied. We should not be. If anyone wants to call himself satisfied where he is, desires to be justified where he is before the time, that itself is treacherous. One judgment seat, my brothers and sisters. One judgment seat. We fail the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, when seeking to exalt those who would exalt themselves. Or the idols we create when we create these various ministries, churches, denominations, nations. Because the scripture says, they are away from Messiah, the one whom the Most High sends, they shall renew their strength. What it means, my brothers and sisters, you're wasting your time if you seek to be justified merely by the systems of this earth that you see. But why do you think the scriptures tell us the Messiah himself will say, morning by morning, as the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching? And I'm not turning back to rebellious way that I should know I declare a word to the people, a word to the weary. My brother, the scripture is saying that he is indeed a savior. Dry up the rivers. In other words, waken people beyond all the mindscapes of all the rulers, seeing beyond all the obstacles, seeing beyond all the iniquity, all the uncleanness, seeing a full restoration, my brothers and sisters, of all the Most High prepared from the beginning, making those who seem bright light in this midst of this darkness, putting them all to shame. My brothers and sisters, wouldn't be saying that morning by morning he causes his ear to hear the teaching, one growing in the grace and the knowledge of Yah, if at any point he considered himself sufficient as he is. The scriptures even tell us in Isaiah 49 that he would come forth saying to his people, though Israel be not yet gathered, you'll be exalted in the sight of the Most High, and Yah will become his strength. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It means that this one is not satisfied to all the Most High is required of this earth, all that is required of his people is brought to bear. And he knows, my brothers and sisters, he must count on the promise of Yah, who said to him, sit thou at my right hand till I make all thy enemies thy footstool. Will not God let his people rest. Sitting watchmen upon the towers, continuing to petition the Most High until Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, becomes the diadem of beauty that from the beginning the Most High has intended. Our brothers and sisters, that's someone continually deliberating in the Most High. The scriptures even talk about how from year to year he's going to get, if you will, updates. That's really what it means. Leading toward the higher righteous, the Most High would guide his people unto. Until in all things the Most High is satisfied. My brothers and sisters, that's not someone who depends upon seeking to be justified after his own righteousness. but constantly seeks the Most High for something greater, till all that appeases the Most High and the magnitude of his vision is pleased. And since the Messiah will not be satisfied till that fruition is brought to bear according to all that his divine vision revealed, how is it that others, my brothers and sisters, before the time have been satisfied? Are we sure we're prepared, my brothers and sisters, to aid unto the maturation of all the Most High calls of good work? Like I say, 45,000 denominations, all telling the people that they're complete enough, sufficient enough that the Most High would call them wise. He says judgment begins at the house of Yah for a reason. It's because, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says even if those, the righteous, we put down righteous, it means those who seek after righteousness only scarcely be saved. What are the others? It means, my brothers and sisters, when it says scarcely be saved, there are many who say they seek for righteousness, but to have less than diligent, still having their minds and hearts inhabited by obstacles. Not all of them are going to make it. Please think about that. For my brothers and sisters, for those who do, every soul should prepare to rejoice for people who do attain that victory. We are called to become an invariant light. An invariant light to a very much so wavering, indiscriminate world. So many ways, my brothers and sisters, the grace of Yah is unto the discerning of the gospel of peace, reasoning of that a world might reason as one. And my brothers and sisters, it's been a great sin in so many ways, men have either been oppressed into or blinded, that amidst so many differences among us, some of us have at some point been pleased. My brothers and sisters, Messiah will not rest nor be discouraged till the people is manifest in this earth that will be true to all that is divine law. Will not rest nor be discouraged till he has discerned how at least to speak to a people that they might collectively discern what needs to be restored and discern beyond their sin. For the healing of the nations. There's a reason why the scripture calls him Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Call upon the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. Shall we be satisfied there still remain lies among us? Pretenses among those who call themselves per se Israel? Corruptions amongst those, my brothers and sisters, who would say they seek the Most High? You ever stop to consider righteousness is in constantly seeking his will? I said his. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. I said completed as on earth as it is in heaven. Shamayim. All things, my brothers and sisters, working together in harmony. Have we no hope, my brothers and sisters, become at last fully all the Most High for our day? Have we lost that faith, believing that something less is still acceptable? Have we given up on the pursuit of that absolution? Many are seeking simply to exalt themselves. My brothers and sisters, I've seen something of an awesome magnitude. It let me know that by the Spirit of Yah, it is possible. But my brothers and sisters, no question about it. It's going to require men seeing something the Most High prophesied long ago to, let's just say, compel a lot of us to realize that to seek anything less is a gross travesty. It's going to take something tantamount. Get a lot of us to have faith again in that ultimate reality. But I know that we live in a strange society, like I said, so much mistrust. Well, like I said, the Most High has established something in this earth that is mandated that all should trust. Because the Most High has made him something trustworthy. This one, someone trustworthy. So it's written, my brothers and sisters, yes, so shall it be. We can't see beyond ourselves, my brothers and sisters. Our oaths have been in vain. Till we are one, my brothers and sisters, I say it again, we are not yet saved. Do we dare just refuse to admit in the various institutions that we, so many of us, have been cajoled to trust? Refuse to admit that we still have fallen short of divine honor? My brothers and sisters, there are some of us who are not even dare to claim to be righteous till the Most High himself has said he has made it so. I remember, if you look at the story of Mark, it was around the 10th chapter. So I speak to the rich man, who called him good master. He says, why call ye me good? There's none good but the one Yah. He petitions his father, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. Psalm 2 says, Messiah would finally say one day, Most High has spoken thus to me, you are my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask me, and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. Why? Because, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no one is truly granted authority to rule. But after the purity of divine will, the Most High wants his people led by, indeed, my brothers and sisters, one who will bear a standard of righteousness. That's what's promised, my brothers and sisters. Blessed are they who petition that it might be. Even if the one who bears the standard must first reprove mankind, that it comes to pass, because that reproof, I'm going to tell you now, that the Most High has seen none righteous, none not one, and man needs to be guided again unto righteousness. That reproof that is necessary to bring that ultimate standard, that offering appeasing to the Most High to bear, reproof is inevitable. The shame, my brothers and sisters, is trying to avoid it. Because the leaders have been preservers of a massive pretense. Many have even desired and seeking to be part of groupings and camps. Heaven help us. Been willing to uphold a mass of pretentious lies, fallen vibrations, lesser standards of which the Most High could never be pleased. I remember what the Most High told me, beware, whatever you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. I know what he was telling me, my brothers and sisters, he was saying, watch out for the corruption that are down out there. He said, every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. The greater wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, for what they think they know. My brother and sister, he said, not considerate of all that he has spoken, that's not wisdom at all. That's purging, my brothers and sisters. That's compelling the mind, heart, and soul unto faith in him. And ultimately, my brothers and sisters, for righteousness' sake, him alone. Now, thinking for the various visions in which he basically taught me these things, and not always in words, my brothers and sisters, but being thrust into situations where I had to realize that the only thing trustworthy is him. Book of Micah in the 7th chapter tells us the same. How many get the point? Need to stop being such a bad example. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that everyone's a bad example that does not wish to examine and even ultimately declare what the Most High has declared as the plan, the only plan, after which this world should be reconciled. Folks who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm telling you now. A website, articles like HiddenGospel.com, the article Secret City Prophecies, relates much of this. The article on my website, HiddenGospel.com, is called Prophetic Proof. It relates, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah, what Messiah prophesied should be found to be quite true. The way it's translated down there could just have easily been translated an implication that he will say to many, that because they followed after false prophets who never taught the whole word, he will say to many, you never knew me. In other words, my brothers and sisters, it's kind of like, well, the scriptures, the way the scriptures are there, it means that it's like someone is at a special grouping. He's already inside. Somebody outside say, hey, I know somebody in there. They'll say I'm okay to come in. He comes to the door and ashamed of your lack of preparation. You'll say, I never knew you, which really means, my brothers and sisters, you never sought to know him well enough. Like I said, what did he say? You are my friends if you do everything I command you. It means you seek all my will. He would call you someone, my brothers and sisters, worthy to dwell among his people, that in his preparing you, he would not be ashamed. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, get the point? It's time, I can simply say that we do. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it's time that we do. So much more about this, my brothers and sisters, that needs to be examined, I promise you. Like I said to you before, the Apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire for my people, Israel, is that they might be saved. How about delivered from every deleterious influence? How about, my brothers and sisters, restored unto all that is necessary that our people through the course of ages, many generations of those who heard the truth might all be one? How should we call heirs, my brothers and sisters, of the promises given to the patriarchs and the prophets of old, if we would seek in any way to count ourselves wise, short of what they knew and short of the vision the Most High granted them? Time we understand what the scriptures mean, say you restore the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Must restore, my brothers and sisters, the continuity of all that is righteousness. All that the Most High declared from the beginning that must be ultimately the eventuality. That all who have attained or will attain righteousness in all things might be one according to the constancy of the Most High has never, my brothers and sisters, given up hope. That surely it must be. It is his vision. Yes, my brothers and sisters, it is his vision. Blessed are they who have faith enough to be counted worthy and diligent enough to share in it. I said it last night, I'm going to say it again. The plan of the Most High is surely to fix all this detriment that's been the result of man's dereliction of duty, result of man not hearkening to the counsel of the Most High. Like some pastors have actually told me, say, hey, if they can't get people to give me, some pastors have actually told me, if they can't convince people to the truth, they'll teach them whatever they want to hear. It's giving up, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says Messiah shall not fail.
nor be discouraged, ultimately to divine justice. All the Most High requires shall be manifest in this earth, and all the isles shall wait for. Ultimately, brothers and sisters, the law and the order, the peace, the Most High himself grants to the one who he calls Wonderful Counselor, his son, and a prince. Who's willing, my brothers and sisters, to seek after that one? Who's willing to discern what is repentance unto a conscience greater than their own? Because yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, when he says Messiah will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to reveal what is honorable before him, reveal his glory. To reveal, my brothers and sisters, words like a sharp two-edged sword that will discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. That after the strength and the discretion of the Most High is meant to bring his people, Israel, back, even to be a light to the midst of all nations. Brothers and sisters, that appearing is an utmost blessing, because after nothing less would anyone be redeemed. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who actually act like they would be upset that the Most High reveals them the dimension of conscience greater than what is common. Had somebody tell me that today, Most High revealed more to you than he has to us. Well, it's kind of evident to me, quite frankly, examining the kinds of responses that some of these people offer, aware of so little of what is divine plan. And I thank the Most High that he has revealed to me more than what is common. But I'm telling you what he told me. And he reveals himself to who he will for what purpose. I said, what purpose that he will. He said to me that I have some very important things for his cause that I must do. I would petition that anyone, my brothers and sisters, who would question that, to ask the Most High first. He told me I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to stop. And yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I tell you now, must be considered. So much, my brothers and sisters, the rulers of this earth have not compelled the people to consider. And that so often they haven't considered themselves, lest they recognize the treachery of their ways. Who's prepared, my brothers and sisters, to believe a report, a testimony, that their leaders never have and never would speak? Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. The articles that I so often mention in the chat are very important. Concern how you, my brothers and sisters, support a ministry that indeed works for the healing of our people. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menedim Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, his honor, his praise, supreme honor and praise always, hallelujah, that the dream and the vision, my brothers and sisters, the beauty of the Most High has intended, that it should have come. Even as my brothers and sisters, forever, it was foretold that it shall.